إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, there is a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of it, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is standing in salah and his attention wanders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, it is called out to the person, whatever that is distracting you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is it greater than Allah? Is it more glorious than Allah? Is it something that will cause you harm or benefit more than what Allah can do? And this announcement is made 3 times. Attention wanders, comes back, makes. And after that, the person is left like a camel without a rope to wander wherever he likes. So the issue of concentration in salah is something which is extremely serious, because we are standing here before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and to have attention wandering here and there is not okay. But that is something that happens to all of us. Now, yesterday it was like an incident happened which was very funny, because this friend of mine, very dear friend of mine, immediately after salah he pulled out his phone and he was looking at the phone and sending some message. So I told him the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to make the masnoon azkar after first salah. To send a message on the phone is whose sunnah? So I said, to send a message after first salah is whose sunnah? So he said, no, I sent a message because I thought of something during salah. So I said, this is like saying I smoke only when I drink. So you got caught in one thing, now you are telling me something else. He said, but you see, when I am praying, I get a lot of thoughts. So I said, this is strike 3 out. So you are joking. But the point is that this is not something that is unique to him. This happens to all of us. May Allah protect us. The reason for that is because of not being present in the moment. The whole issue is, as I was saying yesterday, in terms of mindfulness, I gave the example of Aikido. And the concept of centering. Now, the principle of Aikido is if you are not centered in yourself, you will not have power in terms of your own blow and your own attack. And you will get hit by the opponent. Now, in Aikido, to remember centering is comparatively easy, because if you forget, then you get hit. And also the shaitan is not trying to distract you while you are doing that. Whereas here, it is much more difficult. So the issue is to keep ourselves completely in the present. The problem is today we live in a world where we have elevated distraction to the level of a virtue, and we call it multitasking, which is rubbish. Multitasking is distraction, nothing else. Multitasking is the best way of assuring that you are not able to do any of this task well. The only way that you can do a task well is by concentrating on that one thing, and Allah made us in a way where we cannot concentrate on more than one thing at a time. So if you really want to enjoy something, for example, if you are eating something, you have to be completely present in the moment, fully taste that thing which you are eating, smell the aroma of the thing. That is when you enjoy it. So it is as simple, even for something as simple as that. So whether it is eating, whether it is talking to somebody, ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he never spoke to anyone over his shoulder. He always, if somebody spoke to him from the side, he would stop. If he was walking, he would stop. He would turn around. He would look at the person straight in the face and he would talk to him. He would give him his complete and total attention. He would not just talk to somebody. I mean, it's disrespectful also in a way to do that. But I mean, with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously nobody would have complained of being disrespected. But that was his way. That is, whatever he did, even if it was a small thing, he gave it his complete and total attention, because that is the way to get something out of it. Take, for example, if you take this, the yoga breathing techniques, right? The pranayama. What do they tell you? They tell you, take your breath in through one nostril, keep the other nostril closed, feel the breath going in. Feel the breath going in, right? And then hold it, and then let it out through the other nostril, and feel that breath again coming out of the nostril. So what is the purpose of that? Purpose again is to completely center you in that. You go to the gym, you do weightlifting or whatever it is. What does the guy tell you? Your coach. He'll concentrate on that. You know, lift it up. What's happening to your knees? What's happening to your big muscles of the thigh and so on and so forth? Where are you taking the strain? Don't just grab and pull. If you grab and pull, you'll throw your back out. So if you want to succeed, whether it is in studying, whether it's just enjoyment of something, whether it is some other thing, or most importantly, whether it is salah, we have to be completely and totally present in the moment, not be distracted here and there. And the way to be present in the moment is to concentrate and focus on the benefit that you are getting from that moment. Why must I concentrate? Because of the benefit I am getting. So in salah, to think and say that why must I concentrate? Because I am standing in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. And that is the reason why the importance of tahajjud and the importance of kasratu sujood, of more and more. How do you get to that state? By doing more. By doing more nawafil, by praying more, then you have the concentration to do that salah properly and with full presence in the salah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and make it easy for us, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullah.